You're listening to Lee Radford
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Goggle eyes. Apparently they're appearing in different places. Troy Sincock is out on the road and I think he's uncovered a couple of examples. Good morning, Troy.
Oh, wow. It's pretty funny. It's amazing what you get to do in this job, I tell you, from the serious to the absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, given the times that we're in, isn't it good to have a laugh? It is. This is so Australian, this kind of prank. It's absolutely hilarious. So some daring pranksters have pulled off a pretty cheeky stunt that definitely will bring a smile to your face on the way to work this morning. When you go down to Welland on the corner of Port Road and Way Terrace, it's worth just turning left down Way Terrace to take a look at this. The Dan Murphy's logo, which is kind of a very distinguished gentleman, currently has two massive googly eyes attached to him. Now, it'll be about 6 metres high, and they're the kind of eyes that you'd find on a plush toy. They're about, I'd say, 15, 16 inches in diameter, larger than a dinner plate, and there is absolutely no missing this. And really, the main focal point is from a block of flats. So you could, perhaps this was the first attempt, you know, just going down a side street saying, you know, can we get away with this? But the more daring attempt is where I am right now, the corner of Glen Osmond Road and Greenhill Road in Eastwood. Everybody knows this KFC. And right on the corner there is the big bucket with a face of the Colonel on it. And he too has googly eyes. So how they've gotten these eyes up there is beyond me. For some reason, in each of these examples, the left eye has the pupil going downwards, the right eye has the pupil looking skywards. So they really do look like they're dealing with something. It's very funny. You can only imagine this is a large extension ladder or a small crane has got them up there. But the Dan Murphy's one, you can kind of understand, you know, in the shadow of darkness, perhaps you could get away with this. But how this has been put up in such a prominent location in the city is beyond me. Also, I didn't know you could get googly eyes this big. I had to look it up online. Apparently, you can get them for $20. So it's at least cost these people $80. And maybe there are more googly eyes around Adelaide. I don't know. It's hilarious to see it in person.